You mean God did that for a people that was on the lesser covenant than we have? You know, I used to wonder why there was so much sickness, but I'm beginning to see, and not to condemn, you know, the Lord never show you anything to condemn you. He shows to you to help you because he loves you. And all you know, when you find out you're wrong, you just have to humble yourself and say, Lord, I'm wrong. Because you know he's not wrong. Amen. And so there was not a feeble person. I'm believing that we're going to get it right. And we're going to walk. And this church is going to operate that way. We operate together. There's not a feeble person among us. There's not a broke person among us. Amen. Because he said he brought them forth with what? Silver and gold. And there was not a feeble person among them. Now, I want you to listen. And I think I read this last time, but listen to it again. What Jesus said. We're talking about putting the word first place, making it final authority. Turn with me to John 8:28-32. Now notice carefully what these words say. I'm reading them from the King James Bible. And it says, then said Jesus unto them. Notice Jesus was talking. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father has taught me. Notice. He said, as the Father have taught me. As the Father has taught me, I speak these things. You notice he didn't listen to anybody else or fool with anything else. He said very plainly, so when you have lifted up the Son of Man, you notice, now listen to this, you notice that the Pharisees accuse him of being Beelzebub and blaspheming, say he's beside himself, he called himself Son of God and all that. And they just said a whole lot of hard things about him. And you know, he said, as the Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he said, when the Son of Man lifted up, you're gonna know this. You're gonna see it. And verse 29 said, And he that sent me is what? With me. The Father has not left me alone. If he didn't leave Jesus alone, and we're his body, guess what? He's not going to leave us alone. The Father has what? Not left me alone. For I do always what? Are you listening to what you reading? I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. You notice John started out his gospel, and he said, he came into his own, and his own received him not. And for the most part, the Jewish nation didn't receive Jesus. There were some Jewish people that was in the nation did receive him, because Peter, John, James, all the rest of them, they received him. But as a nation, they didn't receive him. They still looking for a Messiah to come. But he said to those Jews, if you continue in my word, then are you what? My disciple indeed. And then verse 32 says what? And ye shall... How are you going to know the truth? Because you will continue in my word. You continue to put that word in your heart. And you continue to believe what, you know, it's a word have no ability to make had no effect on you acting until you put it in the heart. The word do not change your situation just because you quote the scripture. Now you'll see here in just a minute. And but he said, but ye shall, as you continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Ye shall know. Ye shall know the truth. Not think you know, but ye shall know the truth and what happened. And the truth shall make you free. And the way you do it now Proverbs 4:20 is saying the same thing, just saying it a different way. You should, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And Proverbs 4:20 said, my son, attend to my word. That's continue. If I'm going to attend to it, that means I can't leave it. Hello? Incline thine ear unto my saying. Do what? Incline, another word would be what? Listen. Listen to what I am saying. In order to listen to what I'm saying now, you have to shut off those thoughts coming to your mind even right now. And they're interrupting thoughts trying to get your attention and get you not to listen to what I'm saying at this present time. But Jesus said, the proverb writer said, incline, listen, shut that other stuff off and listen to what I'm saying. Why? Let's go just a little further. For they are what? For they are life to those that find them, and what? Health to all thine flesh. Notice, listen to what I'm saying, for what I'm saying is life to everybody who find them. And not only life is held to all thine flesh. Now watch. All thine flesh. Then Romans. Now watch this. Then Romans. Romans 8:5. Turn with me. Turn there with me. Romans 8:5. And look what Paul said here. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. You notice verse 1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. But notice that verse 5 said, for they that are after the flesh do what? Do mind the thing of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, things of the Spirit. Look at the next verse. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Which one do you want? Which one you want? If you and I remain carnally minded, it means I'm going to experience what comes from death. Because that's the realm where Satan is, in the realm of carnal minded, natural minded, wicked minded. All the way operating in the sense realm. Notice your spirit got born again, not your mind. Notice your body didn't get born again. It was your spirit. And we must learn to live out of our spirits. Because that's where Jesus lived. Say this with me. I started saying this, and I plan on saying it every day of my life from here on out.